Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Viclarity's very own Erin O'Hearn. She is here talking about how the great resignation or the great reshuffle, however you want to call it, is impacting credit union compliance capabilities. This is something that's not talked about too often, and I'm so glad Erin is on the show to share her expertise with us. So check it out. Welcome back to our show and on today's program. Oh my goodness, look who is here, Viclarity's very own Erin O'Hearn. Erin, how are you today? Good to see you again.
I'm doing so well. It's great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. And today we're talking about a very timely topic indeed. How the great resignation, although the great resignation happened last year, but it's still happening now. It's still kind of overflowing into 2023, obviously. So it's how the great resignation or the great reshuffle or however you want to name it is impacting the credit union industry and then as well as their compliance capabilities as well. So Erin, I'm going to start out with the big question right now. What's going on out there as far as gaining and retaining top talent in the credit union industry, all kind of piggybacking on the great resignation and how it impacted our industry?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're seeing a lot of great things happen and a lot of challenges that come with those things.
Okay.
So, you know, we're seeing unemployment rates that are pretty low, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
We want to see that, but that also does tighten the labor market quite a bit. And certainly specifically within the credit union market, we're seeing a lot of folks either grow into new roles, which of course is a great thing, stay with their credit union, stay with their organization and take on new challenges, and others that are leaving for other opportunities, whether it's a different credit union or into a different sector completely. I think there is a lot of competitive hiring going on out there in the credit union industry and in all industries right now, especially across the US. So I think it's something that folks really need to, as part of their business continuity planning and just their overall strategic planning, are really starting to think about and hopefully starting to plan for. Given that we're seeing, you know, certainly we saw this a couple of years ago with the Great Resignation and other things, but we're not seeing it go away.
Oh, yeah.
Only seeing it kind of increase and kind of see those long-term challenges continue to grow. So really want folks to start thinking about how do we plan for this? How do we structure our own processes and procedures around this to really account for this change of guard and the low unemployment rate and just that competitive hiring environment.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement out there. If you just look at any of the trade magazines or the trade publications or any credit union or even financial services publication, you can see a lot of people moving around. And so I totally get what you're saying. And I think going back to the Great Resignation, that name, I think that's kind of a misnomer maybe, or because I think people quit their job, but I think they moved to something else that was better suited for them. They just didn't like, all right, I'm done with work. I'm going to go live on the beach for the rest of my life. You know, so I don't think that was taking place as much as people want to talk about it, but I think it was just shuffling or just going to somewhere else where they had a better opportunity. So you also talked about the current shortage of talent impacting credit unions. Can you kind of take a deeper dive on that? And then as well as how it affects the compliance capabilities as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think anytime you see a reshuffling or a competitive hiring market, you also then have to think about some of those critical areas, those critical departments within your organization. Mm-hmm. And I may be a little biased with my love for compliance, but certainly compliance rises to the top. And and anytime you have a competitive hiring market, it can be very challenging to find qualified, dedicated compliance folks. They do a tough job there within the credit union. And certainly you want someone qualified, well-trained, and having the needed resource and support to do a good job for the credit union. So I think specifically within the compliance realm, certainly we're seeing that grow into the risk field as well, but within that compliance world, seeing a shortage of talent as new folks are coming in and getting trained up. But that reshuffle, I think, has hit the compliance departments particularly hard.
Yeah, no doubt. And can you share some strategies maybe that they can incorporate to give themselves a little bit of relief in this area, especially since it's so challenging right now with the unemployment so low?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think too, as folks are thinking about, you know, we saw during the pandemic when you had to shut down the lobby very quickly, you started to really reassess your dual controls, right? Did you have enough people in for the cash vault and to access different functions? And so I think as we're looking long term, it'd be great for folks to start thinking about, especially within the compliance function, mm-hmm. how do we set up those dual controls? So just an example, hopefully everyone's thinking about on their BSA side, you know, that lots of folks have been great and diligent about setting up a backup for their BSA officer. If they haven't done that, I hope folks kind of take a look this week at providing that sort of backup, because if someone leaves unexpectedly, you know, whether it's for another opportunity or just because life happens, that you want to make sure there are hard and fast deadlines in some areas of compliance. Mm-hmm. Certainly BSA is one of them. So if you don't have someone that can step in very quickly and file that SAR, file that CTR within yeah. your deadlines,
yeah.
Then you're certainly not quite set up yet for those kind of dual controls. So when you think about it, often it's thought about in other settings, but really kind of take that strategy and apply it within your compliance field. Think about how we're training, how are we kind of creating that succession plan? Certainly succession planning is a topic on the board front and on the governance front, mm-hmm. but I think it's good to think about at all levels and in all departments, and specifically in those critical ones like compliance that have those kind of that needed transparency. And so I think we've got kind of those strategies broadly thinking about that backup and control. And then I think kind of following that closely is, what resource do you need? Are there non-people related resources that create that consistency, that mm-hmm. continuity? If someone does leave, there's a clear audit trail, there's a transparent documentation kind of path for folks to follow to make sure that there aren't gaps mm-hmm. Within their systems there.
Well, let's talk about compliance here for just a second, since we're focusing on this one, because obviously all areas of the credit union are affected by what's going on out there in the labor market right now. But let's focus on compliance right now, because that's kind of near and dear to your heart and so important at any credit union in the nation, because it seems like it's such a moving target. And it's always, like many things in the credit union, it's always evolving and things are changing so rapidly. So tell me the challenges of kind of that reshuffle in this department, because it sounds like, gosh, you know, like you said, somebody suddenly leaves and goes to another opportunity. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen with, you know, that such and such, you know? So can you share with us a little bit more detail on how that would affect a credit union?
Yeah, I think in particular to credit unions, especially when it comes to compliance, obviously everyone's in the credit union's wearing a lot of hats and resources are tight. You want to pour that into member services, into your products and services. So historically, compliance departments have been operating very lean to begin with, mm-hmm. Which has its unique challenges there. And so they, whether it's a longtime person or just finding the right resource carved out, I think this is having a particular kind of impact on the credit unions because of how lean it is operating. I think that's causing folks to take a step back and think about, do we need to consider all of the holistic resources that we can provide, both with people on the ground and other resources kind of outside that, whether it's through technology, whether it's through outside consulting help, outside audit help, but thinking through that holistic resource just mm-hmm. because of that operating lean and the role that it plays too in the future growth. So when you think about a compliance department launching a new product and service, opening a new branch, lots of folks are changing their field of memberships at the moment or going through and experiencing mergers. You really do have to have an experienced compliance person in there to help guide that process and make sure you don't run afoul of that. And so I think that lean operation combined with these other kind of outside circumstances with the great reshuffle or whatever we're going to label it these days is kind of coming to a kind of confluence there where it's a perfect storm of a couple of different circumstances hitting the credit unions all at once.
Do you envision a timeline where this situation kind of eases up? Or, I mean, I know this is looking into a very murky crystal ball, but do you envision maybe later in 2023, 2024, or what's your outlook that you see, even if you can look out that far?
You know, it's a great question, because I unfortunately wouldn't anticipate it changing in the near future, certainly not this year, probably not through next year. You know, it was interesting when we had back in the day when we had Now it's back in the day when the CFPB came around. I had a lot of folks that longtime experienced compliance folks that saw the huge changes that were coming within the regulations and said, you know, I'm at retirement or I was considering a new opportunity and the amount of regulatory change is really encouraging me to take this opportunity now. And I think when you look ahead at the regulatory sphere, you still see changes coming down the road quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You still see kind of this enforcement actions hitting a lot of different financial institutions. And, you know, just the liability that kind of comes with that compliance and the responsibility within that compliance department, I think is going to make it sort of on the tough end. I think it'll be at the later end. So as you start to see other departments sort of stabilize within their hiring, I think compliance will come after that.
So if you're a compliance person out there looking for a change, but, you know, set the table nicely so the people coming in, there won't be such a, you know, a huge gap in, you know, just a huge knowledge gap, if you will. So let's you know, look out for each other in that area. So totally, because I mean, that, obviously each department in a credit union is crucial for its success, but man, compliance, that's a whole nother ball game. So yeah, you really got to have your ducks in a row in that area to keep your head above water, I would think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as you're a senior manager or board of director, kind of on that executive team within the credit union, to be asking the right questions about, you know, what do we have documented? What resources do the existing compliance team need? Mm-hmm. You know, ways that they can be well integrated into the daily operations, not siloed on their own, but to really pull them into the fold and then think about how do we prepare for the future with whether it's the documentation, whether it's tracking, and having a clear understanding of where those responsibilities fall. You know, you can structure it a lot of different ways. Who's managing complaints? Who's managing vendor due diligence? Who's overseeing BSA? Yeah. Who's handling the consumer compliance? But to have that strategic conversation, make sure, you know where that is structured and then what resources go along with those, whether it's, you know, making sure everything's entered into a system and tracking properly, or whether you have the staff that you need within there to be documented.
Oh, good stuff, Aaron. Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is so important right now. Yeah. I mean, it's always important, but gosh, I don't think it's never been more important than it is right now, especially in the environment that we're in. So good stuff here. Anything else here to add to wrap up, Aaron? I know we could probably talk about this for another hour or so, but, any final thoughts here on this one?
Yeah. You know, I never want to go on too long with compliance. I hear not everyone wants to talk about it as much as I do. But I would just say, you know, kind of to wrap it up is to really think through what are you going to need down in the future? Like looking ahead, I'd really encourage folks to take that forward looking path. Think about it, incorporate it into your strategic plans. We know examiners are focusing more on succession planning, strategic planning, and taking that look. So it's not just up to the compliance person. I'd love to see those conversations happening at an executive level. Yeah. I'd love to see more technology used, more outside resources kind of pulling in to be able to integrate and really support that compliance person. You know, they do have that tough job and but value them so much. It's just such an integral part to making that a successful experience for your members that I hope folks will kind of take that at the executive level as well and incorporate that into their senior conversations.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. There's so many moving parts to a credit union, obviously. And man, this is one place you really, really got to focus on. It's really important. So good stuff. All right, Aaron, I'm going to let you get back at it because I know you are a busy, busy lady. So thank you so much for your time today and your insights and your expertise. Love it. Love it. Love it. And I look forward to getting this out there for you. And keep up the good work there at ViClarity as well.
Thanks so much. Always enjoy speaking with you.
Ah, likewise. Likewise. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.